Deutschlandfunk Nova. Grünstreifen.
All Jay ist eine unserer Lieblingsbands hier bei Deutschlandfunk Nova. Die drei Jungs aus Leeds in England, die haben ihren ganz eigenen, verspielten, teilweise experimentellen Indie-Sound. Jetzt haben sie ihr drittes Album rausgebracht, Relaxer heißt es. Und jetzt sind Keyboarder Gus und Sänger Joe von All Jay hier zu Gast bei Deutschlandfunk Nova. Hi guys, thanks for stopping by.
Hello.
Hello. After I got lost on your homepage for probably hours, I have to ask first, who's a video game fan of yours?
That's a good question. We designed kind of a cool video game for our website. Tom, our drummer, is a kind of a big gamer, but we all like this game that we designed. It's very 90s. It's like the game we grew up with, basically.
Yeah. We have to explain it, perhaps. You have a kind of 3D game on your website. It looks like a shooter game, like Doom or something like that, but there are no monsters. You can explore the songs of your new album, can get some extra stuff like live gigs of you. Why you did that?
I think we felt that the album felt a bit like a computer game. It was sort of a world that you can walk around and open different doors and be in different, you know, little zones, you know, whether it's the beach or the forest or, you know, the whatever. So it felt like a good metaphor for the album, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
I've explored some songs, a live gig. What else is there?
Some photos.
Photos. There's little kind of sound bites from the album, sort of some of the stems from certain kind of field recordings have been separated from the rest of the songs, and you can hear that.
Lyrics, animations.
Yep.
Full of ideas, so creative, a masterpiece. That's what people say about your second album. This is all yours. I can understand that. I think it was really awesome. And it was almost the same with your first album, an awesome wave. How much pressure was there on you to write another masterpiece?
I don't think we felt pressure. I think we were just excited to get back to writing together. We'd spent a lot of time building up a portfolio of ideas, and I think I was eager to show the band those ideas. And I think when we were working together, it was so exciting that we weren't thinking about pleasing anyone, just pleasing ourselves. So hence, there was not much pressure.
So you're happy with what is coming out of this process over about 3 years worked
really
on
happy.
This album?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, it was quicker than that, really. I mean, a lot of that 3 years was spent touring the second album, and then we had some time off. So we started working together last August and had the thing finished by the end of January. So really, it was 5 months to actually get the songs finished. Obviously, ideas happened before that. But yeah, really proud of it. I think, you know, it's we don't know of another album we could have made.
There are some people who seem to be disappointed. On your Facebook page, Ellie writes, for example, does it really include 8 tracks only? Or James writes, the weakest album yet. It's not bad, but it's too short, and one of the tracks is a cover. What do you say to them?
Well, they're fully entitled to their opinion, first and foremost. I mean, I wouldn't call an album weak based on the amount of tracks that it decides to put
up. Absolutely, yeah.
Quite a lot of classic albums have got 8 tracks.
Yeah, you know. And actually the running time is that of a normal album. I think the cover, The House of the Rising Sun, is a folk song, and the nature of a folk song is that it's passed from one generation to the next. And I think we've grown up in different forms. We've grown up with that song. I've had the Animals version, and you had the which one?
Just the sort of kind of folk version. Here in my family singing it, yeah.
And so we're both very attached to the song, and I think we just wanted to give it a go. And actually, we've reimagined it so that it's its own song. It's not necessarily a cover; it's a reimagining. So yeah. I don't.
It's very different.
Yeah, but I don't subscribe to the idea that it's just a cover. I think it's actually more than a cover. It's retelling.
How much are you looking forward to play new songs live now after spending the last weeks in different studios?
Yeah, a lot. You know, I mean, there's some different sounds on the album. We've got a song called Dead Crush, which kind of has a sort of hip-hop feel, or a song called Hit Me Like That Snare, which is almost kind of punk. So it's going to be fun to experiment, you know, with playing that kind of song on stage. It's going to be a new thing for us.
You play some big festivals. What do you like more, the big stages or to play in a small club?
I think playing big stages is an amazing experience, playing to such a mass of people that you don't see individuals, you just see this big heaving colour of people.
Heaving?
Heaving? No. Just no? That's no, good, not though. Heaving. Well,
yeah. Yeah, I agree. Oh, okay. I agree.
And but also playing to a small crowd is great because it's intimate. You get to see people's expressions. You feel their heat. Often they're the most nervous. They're the most nervous times when you're playing because you can see the reaction of people, whether you're playing well or you're playing badly.
You're really getting more nervous with small crowds. I mean, yeah. In festivals, there are thousands of people and they're all looking at you.
I think most people would be more nervous to say, you know, if you imagine having to sing a song in front of a room of people as opposed to a crowd of people whose faces you couldn't even see properly. I think it's more nerve-wracking when you can see people's faces, when it feels more intimate and you feel there's nowhere to hide in front of a small crowd, you know.
You have a favorite country to play in? You are around Europe and you go to the US too?
Yeah, I think around Europe, it's a toss-up between France, Germany, and Holland.
You don't have to say Germany now.
It's a toss-up between France and Holland.
Why that? What makes them special?
Well, no, I think Germany's good because a fan base has slowly been developing. Mm. And so we've come from playing to no one to playing to quite a lot of people when we're doing festivals. And I think seeing that development is really... it's a rewarding experience. I think France is great because they've always understood us. Mm. And I think we've been quite surprised by how much they've got on board with us from day one. And so that's always nice playing to the French. And I think Holland's fun because we love Holland.
There are special people there, of course.
Yeah.
One of the biggest festivals in Germany, Rock am Ring, was stopped last Friday because of a possible terrorist threat. Does that bother you in any way? I mean, you will play big festivals like Hurricane, for example.
I mean, I think that you have to carry on as normal. You know, it's terrorism is about trying to frighten people and stop them doing things that they want to do. So I think it's important to carry on and do things that you do want to do. And of course, you know, we're all extremely indebted to security and police, keeping people safe. They do an amazing job. And we hope that, you know, hopefully music can unite people rather than, you know, dividing them.
Mm. You're from England. There's a lot of terror lately. What do you feel about the English people? How will they manage?
I mean, you know, it's a frightening time. I think that, you know, it's a very frightening time, but ultimately we have to carry on as normal, don't we? And
yeah.
Look out for each other.
I think community is tested when you have individuals that want to destroy that community, and I think the best thing that we can do is as a group of people is to stay collected, calm, and like Gus said, just enjoy what it is that makes us British, and go out on those summer evenings and drink and have a good time, and don't let anything like that affect us, because that's the way of life that we work so hard to maintain.
I think that as far as I can tell, what terrorists seem to want is that what they seem to resent the liberties that our society gives us. So I think the best thing we can do is to enjoy those liberties as much as possible.
Then let's do that. Have a lot of fun. Enjoy the liberty on the festivals you're playing now. And thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Deutschlandfunk Nova. Grünstreifen.